Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a goal.
Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. When I touched on Bailey Sirenin yesterday, I spoke about a little rumour that I've heard travelling around the NRL, and I had a player manager reach out to me the other day and talk about it, and he said to me that you need to keep an eye on the guys that are signing with the New Zealand Warriors and watch what they do over the next 2 years. Now, the belief going around, and I thought I'd share this with you guys, keep an eye on it, might not be true, it might not, but I think it's worth watching though, and it's interesting, it kind of does make sense. The reality is with the New Zealand Warriors, when they sign someone from Australia, especially an Australian player, they normally have to throw a little bit more money on top to make the move to New Zealand. They have to uproot their entire family, move them over to New Zealand. It's one of the big disadvantages the New Zealand Warriors have as a franchise when they're recruiting. It's not like you can move, you know, to another part of Sydney and play for another club. If you're in Queensland, you can move to another part of Queensland. You're an hour flight away. If you're in New Zealand, you're an international flight away. It's a 3-hour flight back to Sydney. It's time differences. There's a lot more travelling week in, week out. There's a lot more time away from your family. I mean, the Sydney teams, half the games they play during the season, they'll play it. You know, if they play 4 o'clock Sunday, realistically, they'll be home with their family at 7:30, 8 o'clock. If you're the New Zealand Warriors, half of your games, if it's 4 o'clock Sunday, you might not get back till 1 a.m. Monday morning, realistically. There's a lot more travel. It's a lot more exhausting. Guys, it's much easier to play for an Australian club. So the New Zealand Warriors, they tend to pay overs to get guys. Now, the reality is that with this COVID season, and the one guy I'm going to rule out of this before I start talking about is Ben Murdoch-Masilla. He signed for them a long time ago. He's excluded from this. But some of the guys after that, there are rumours circulating that these guys, what they've done is they've signed with the New Zealand Warriors to get a bit of extra coin. So some of these guys, like, and I'm not pointing out any names, I haven't been told names personally, but a guy like Adam Fanua-Blake, Ewan Aitken, a couple of these guys, you had Ciro sign the other day. You know, the reality is they're still getting that extra little bit of money to come and play for New Zealand because there's the potential of them moving to New Zealand. But due to the COVID, it looks extremely unlikely they'll actually have to move there. I mean, they're already doing their preseason down in Kiama. So it looks more than likely that they wouldn't have to move their whole family over to New Zealand. They wouldn't have to turn their lives upside down. Now, some of these guys, they've signed multi-year deals. And the worry is, the rumour going around is that these guys, as soon as it gets back to normal and they have to move to New Zealand for their week-in, week-out training, the tip is you'll start to see guys getting a little bit homesick and asking for a release. So essentially, you know, the rumour is that these guys, they're signing big contracts that are moving to New Zealand sort of money, the money that the Warriors have to throw at guys to get them to leave Australia, and they're not actually leaving Australia. They're realistically staying here. They might go over there occasionally, but even that's looking unlikely at the moment. I mean, the borders haven't opened, and God knows what's going to happen in the next year. The borders might not open till 2022. We really don't know. The NRL is releasing a draw next week that, if these rumours are true, there's a couple of guys that have signed with the Warriors that will be watching it pretty nervously whether they have to go to New Zealand or not. But of course, just keep an eye out over the next 18 months when these borders do open and the Warriors go back to their normal training during the week back in New Zealand. just keep an eye on some of these guys that have signed on big year and big money deals, whether they hang around or whether we start to see some homesick guys coming back to Australia. It's going to be interesting to watch. I'm not saying that I believe in the rumour, but I mean, if you look at it black and white, it has got a little bit of legs to it. Adam Fanua Blake's a guy that's sort of grown up around my area. I know people that know him, and I sort of question whether this would be true or not about him. I hope it wouldn't be. Ewan Aiken, I don't know anything about Ewan Aiken, but an interesting rumour going around. Could just be player managers talking out of their ass, as they tend to do, but something interesting to watch over the next 18 months or so.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.